have you to turn, if you would, to the book of Joshua, chapter 13. Joshua, chapter 13. Appreciate your being here, and then those this evening that are viewing as well, Facebook, YouTube, and so forth. And we're just going to spend a few moments tonight, just kind of a practical subject that I would like to share this evening. We're talking about using as our title for this message, "The Thought Old Soldiers Never Die." Old soldiers never die. And we're going to be focusing upon an old soldier by the name of Joshua. Joshua chapter 13, verse number 1. "Now Joshua was old and stricken in years, and the Lord said unto him, Thou art old and stricken in years, and there remaineth yet very much land to possess, to be possessed." Let's pray. Father in heaven, this evening, as we approach the throne of grace, we do so with gratitude and, Lord, thankful for the opportunity that we have in the middle of the week to have a service such as this and to be able to spend a few moments in the Word of God. I pray tonight, Heavenly Father, that you will see fit to use the simple practical truths that we can observe in reference to this Old Testament saint, some practical lessons that perhaps all of us this evening can glean from and apply to our own lives. Bless us tonight in this service. And Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for the good missionary letter, the faithful servants that you've been using all these years. Continue, Heavenly Father, to keep your hand upon them. And bless us now this evening and be with the names that have already been shared in terms of physical issues. We would ask thy healing and their recovery. Bless us now. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. It was the famous general Douglas MacArthur, April the 19th, 1951, giving his farewell speech to the U.S. Congress. He said this, and I quote, "But I still remember the refrain of one of the most popular barrack ballads of that day, which proclaimed much proudly that old soldiers never die, they just fade away." And thus he gave his farewell speech. He said, "Old soldiers never die, they just fade away." But what I would like for us tonight to consider, and I'm well aware of the fact that in our church we do have a few elderly people. I'm sure glad I'm not in that category. Though as Sam reminded me tonight, my hair is turning gray. And I totally get it. But I still think that we elderly folk need to be reminded of some things and challenged and encouraged. And draw that the application that we need to from Scripture in terms of the issue about being an old soldier. Joshua was an old soldier, perhaps close to 100 years of age at this point in time, but yet he's still given an assignment. He's still not through. He still has a specific service that God would have him to deliver. God wasn't through with him yet. He is in charge of dividing the land out to the tribes. If you will look at verse number 7, it says, "Now therefore divide this land for an inheritance into the 9 tribes and the half tribe of Manasseh." So we note here that he is not necessarily discharged from duty. He's just basically given a new assignment. He's still, you might say, gainfully employed. He's still got something that we could say God would have him to do. He's not discharged. I think maybe appropriate word might be he's just reassigned. Not discharged, just reassigned. And I believe this evening, I could even take that thought and spend a lot of time with it if I wanted to, because there's some truth to that. We're never discharged, we're just reassigned. We never get to the place in our lives But what, while we're here upon planet Earth, God still has us busy for Him. We're still engaged. We're still assigned. We may not do the same things that we have previously done because many times health and physical bodies would dictate against that because we change physically. But as long as we're here, we still have a ministry for the glory of God. Maybe not the same thing, but yet a reassignment. You know, the life of the elderly is quite interesting. And, of course, like I said earlier, some of you may know this. But since I'm talking to just a bunch of youthful people tonight, just, you know, young whippersnappers, and maybe what I'm about to say won't even apply. But anyway, there's been some humorous things that's been said about this thing called aging. And some profound writer said, the older we get, we tend to fill our corns more than our oats. You guess there's some truth to that. And then they talk about the metallic age, you know, gold in teeth, silver in hair, and lead in the britches. Sometimes that's a part of it too. And it's also said that we tend to also think a whole lot about the hereafter the older we get. In fact, we demonstrate that quite often, even around the houses. We ask ourselves, now, what am I hereafter? Old Bob Hope said, you know you're old when the candles cost more than the cake. But there is a formula for getting old, and you know what it is? Keep on breathing. Keep on breathing. Joshua was an old soldier, but still in the battle. Now, I would mention this evening briefly the book of Joshua itself. The context of the book, chapters 1 through 12, the first 12 chapters of the book of Joshua, we see Israel conquering Canaan. The last 12 chapters of the book of Joshua, we see the dividing and the possession of the land. The task has not been completed. Though Israel is in the land, the task is not completed. The tribes had to be assigned to their specific territory. When you read the Old Testament, you read this portion of the historical books, you know that when the tribes were in the land, when they finally got into the land, there was law and order. There was specific division which God intended applying to all of the tribes, particular geographical locations. The tribe had a specific responsibility, not only to indwell or live in certain portions of the land, but also other things as well. So the task has not been completed. Joshua is going to be involved in this matter of reassigning. The chapter, however, and here's where I want to make some practical application. The chapter is a good old challenge to old soldiers. It's a challenge to old soldiers. When we talk of soldiering, we could actually look at several portions of Scripture, couldn't we? We are told to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. So the people of God are likened to soldiers, among other titles we wear. We are workmen. We are to study to show ourselves approved. There's many titles, many hats, so to speak, that God's people wear. But among them is that of being a soldier. 2 Timothy 2:3, which I just referenced. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. I think it's important that we all be reminded continually that we are in a warfare. It's a literal spiritual warfare. And the people of God are soldiers. We are involved. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against a principality, spiritual wickedness in high places. We're to put on the whole armor of God. So it's soldiering duty. It's soldiering responsibility. We have the enemy. And then Paul even lays out the armament and the equipment and the clothing that soldiering involves. But looking at this tonight, I want us to simply look at three simple practical points. Good soldiers are to endure and stay in the fight. We're to endure and to stay in the fight. There's never any allowance or AWOL. God does not excuse us from duty. Until he takes us home, we still are to be gainfully employed, alert, enduring, and that's a good Bible word, endure, hardness, as a good soldier, endure. And so, keeping that in mind, it's good for us to always remember we're not toddlers on a playfield, we're soldiers in a battlefield. We get tired, we get weary, and many times there's a tendency and at least a temptation to say, I'm going to rest on my laurels, I've done my part, I've served God, let's turn the work over to young bucks, let's let the youth do it. But again, I would remind us all tonight, that's not for us to decide. While we're here, we're still to keep on serving God, fighting the good fight of faith, living for the Lord, and I think we can draw some good practical value from the case of the old soldier named Joshua. First of all, tonight, here's what I would suggest. We need to keep the old soldier resilience. That's my first point. Keep the old soldier resilience. I like what I read about another person mentioned in the book of Joshua. Chapter 14, verse number 12. Here's a good parallel verse. Concerning another old saint contemporary, of course, of Joshua, Caleb, we're talking about. Verse number 12. Now, Caleb said, now therefore, give me this mountain, whereof the Lord, spake that day, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, how the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out as the Lord said. So, what an attitude to have. Give me this mountain. That's quite a statement for an elderly person, isn't it? Give me this mountain. He is like, Joshua is like Caleb, asking for the mountain, you see. And that is so inspiring. Aging had occurred, but his work didn't end. He was refocused. He was a man of character. And you've all heard it said that character, the test of character is what it takes to stop us. That's a test of character. And I ask us all tonight, what does it take to stop us? What does it take to stop us? Will it be some overwhelming pressure of life? Will it be a discouragement of sort? What will it take to stop us? That's the test of character. Now look at verse number 1 of chapter, well actually we've read the verse. We see, verse 1, I'll read it again. It says, he was told, thou art old and stricken in years, and there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. His assignment. His assignment. He's still being reminded, yes, you're old, Joshua, but I want you to know there's still much land to be possessed. So don't let the age factor think you're off the hook. Don't let the age factor think you're going to take a break. I look at this church here, and I'm like you folks, I'm growing old with you. And I've seen down through the years in this church tremendous testimonies on the part of tremendous elderly saints of God, of how they left our midst. They've gone to glory. But I'll tell you, I can think of many of them that left here with their boots still on. They left with a testimony. They left with joy in their being. They were a blessing to be around. And I think of many out of this church, they still kept their smile, their pleasant attitude to the end. They did not get bitter. They did not bear grudge. They may, like we all do, they endured their aches and pains, and they maybe have moaned a little bit along the way, which we do. And by the way, moaning is biblical anyway. You know, we groan. You know, groaning is biblical, isn't it? We do groan. You know, Paul said we do groan. And don't we do that? But anyway, but I'm thinking of some soldiers, old soldiers in our church that have not let their bodily issues hinder them maintaining ministry to the end. We're not supposed to grow old and become a cantankerous and become bitter and live making excuses and live complaining and talk about our aches and pains while God still gives us breath in these bodies, breath in our lungs. Let's still keep on praying. Let's still keep on praising God. Let's still keep on keeping on for Him. Though we might be reassigned and can't do what we did years and years ago, we still can maintain testimony, bear witness, tell others what Christ has done for us, and just encourage others along the way. We're not going to get out here and run any foot races, so to speak, but we still, until God takes us home, we're not done. We're just simply reassigned. Like athletes, they keep training. You know, athletes, you know one thing about an athlete is they keep training and they try to defeat their old records. They do. They try to defeat their old records. Israel, and here's the organization that was to occur here. Israel would do the dueling, God would drive out the enemy, and Joshua would do the dividing. So they all had their parts. The tribes would do the dueling, do the fighting, the driving out the enemy. But of course, God was the one that would that was totally in charge of that, would give the victory. But Joshua was assigned to do the dividing. Each tribe would be given its portion. They were not to fuss over the size of it. When you read through the book, they were to develop it. Don't fuss over the size of it, but develop it. And that's a good principle. You and me tonight, in a sense, as Christians, have been given our portion. Someone else's portion might be larger than ours. As we begin to compare, we may look at other people. We may say, boy, look at all the talents and abilities and look what they're doing for God. Look at the gravity of their ministry. And then we look at ourselves and we say, well, what am I doing? What do I have to offer? Well, we need to avoid this. We need to avoid comparing, fussing over the size of the type of a ministry that we have, but just involve ourselves with developing it. Rather than envying what others are doing, let's trust God to help develop what God has given us to do. It may be a small portion when we compare it to what others may have, but yet we still can develop it for the glory of God. The wonderful thing about aging, though, is we may run out of years, but we'll never run out of God's grace anyway, will we? We'll run out of years, but not grace. I like what it says in Psalm 92, verse number 14. Here's what it says. They shall bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. Now, I better be careful here. But sometimes we feel like the latter part of that verse more applies to some of us than maybe the first part. You know, fat is flourishing. but really though, they shall bring forth fruit in old age. The Bible says And we can take that verse, I believe, and can run with it. Age and limitations and disabilities does not negate against still being fruitful all the way to the end. We still can bring forth fruit in old age. God is always going to be good. He's always going to be blessing. And He knows our frames, who we are, where we are, what we have. And we still are to develop that portion that we still have. Keep loving the Lord, praying, praising, being as faithful as we possibly can, and God will still bless. Second point I want to mention quickly tonight is this. We need to keep the old soldier's resistance. Resistance. Joshua was to cheer, he was to challenge, he was to model before the younger generation what a soldier was made of. He was a mentor. Others would see him, would take note of his example. You see, after all, Joshua, close to age 100, he certainly would have a story to tell, wouldn't he? I could see him now. In my mind, I'm thinking of him right now. I could hear him saying, "Gather around. I want to tell you what I've seen God do." I can sort of see that. You know, gather around, let me tell you what I've seen God do. He was not an armchair general for sure, was he? He had his battle scars to prove it. He had been in the thick of the battle. He had seen the war waging. He knew what the conflict was and was all about. It reminds me of the older man one time was watching a bunch of boys play an army. They never said anything. It was a quiet bunch of boys, and the gentleman got curious, so he walks up to one of the guys that's playing army, one of the boys playing army. He said, "Tell me, son." He said, "I see you boys out here. You're playing army. You got your guns, and you've got your helmets on, and you're playing army." And he said, "I get that, but could I ask you something?" He said, "Why are you so quiet, son?" And the little boy looked up and said, "Because we're all generals." You know, this evening, may I say that we are a part of a resistance force. The Bible reminds us of this truth. Good resistance verses I could mention. Fight the good fight of faith. Psalm 17 verse 4, "Concerning the words of men, by the word of thy lips, I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer." Psalm 119, 101, I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. And then Paul said, "I keep under my body and bring it under subjection." God's people are Christian soldiers. We are involved in resistance. The Christian life is, the illustration can certainly be used of a rowboat with two oars. Imagine one oar having it imprinted on it works, and the other oar having imprinted on it faith. In order to keep the boat going straight, you have to have both oars, though, or you go in circle. The Christian life involves faith for sure. Faith, but yet we still are to be busy, serving, working. We're to be thankful, but not satisfied. Our possessions are not complete. We're never to get to the place where it's us four no more. This old soldier took refuge in God's promises and provision for the task. And by the way, God's promise is always going to be God's provision. Isn't that true? God's promise will always be God's provision. His calling will always be His enabling. His calling will be His enabling. We can refresh ourselves in that truth for sure. Then thirdly, tonight, I would mention this. We see the old soldiers, and I'm going to use the word reproduction. But here's what I mean by that. Reproducing ourselves in the lives of others. Trained up to be examples. Trained up to reproduce. Joshua led the way, modeled the way, and never totally stepped out of the way. He never retired from serving God. Now let me be quite frank with all of us and very practical. We that have been saved for many years, that have been living for God many years, we've walked a long path, haven't we? We've had the privilege for many years to serve God. And what a blessing. I look back many times, and I'm thinking, how in the world, where did those 50 years really go? I'm a little older than 50, but I'm thinking from the time that God saved me until now, 50 plus years of Christian service and Christian ministry, and I'm dazzled or I'm amazed at how fast the time seems to have gone. It's almost like you wake up one morning and you're thinking, what happened all those years? But I can tell you tonight, serving God has been a pleasure. It's been a blessing. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, don't we? You know, we have an advantage tonight. We older saints of God, we have an advantage over the younger saints of God. We really do. We have a treasure of wisdom. We've lived many years and we've seen God bless. We've seen what God can do. We've seen Him bringing us through the tough times. We've got a treasure of wisdom. Also, the older soldier has a treasure of experience, a treasure of understanding. We all have fought our spiritual battles. And unfortunately, we've seen some fall by the wayside. But those treasures that come with age, all of us tonight, in all honesty, could admit agony of defeat many times, but yet the triumph of victory. We fought the battle over and over again, but by the grace and help of God, we've seen victory. You know, the older soldier has experienced everything that the young are waiting to experience. The older soldiers are a great treasure to the church. The older soldiers can do like the psalmist talks about in Psalm 71 in verse 17. They can say, O God, Thou hast taught me from my youth, and hereunto have I declared Thy wondrous works. Thou hast taught me from my youth. Those that have been saved for many years can tell the younger people, God has taught me from my youth. Older soldiers can testify about God's power and enabling strength to serve. They've seen it for many, many years. So I'm saying tonight, while you and I are still upon this earth, we're still in the battle, we're still soldiers of the cross, but we have an advantage over those that haven't been serving God that long. Let's not renege on what God wants us to do and to be. Let's be quick to encourage and counsel others along the way. Let's be quick to tell others that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Let's realize that even though we cannot do exactly the same things, perhaps, with the same energy we used to have to offer, we're still reassigned until God calls us home. We can't necessarily fight like Joshua did in his days of youth, but we can be involved in the reassigning, testifying, and the mentoring and encouraging of young people along the way. So I guess you could say tonight that this message was kind of geared For some of us older people, and I don't think you're mad about that, are you? I think we need to be reminded, don't we? But you read about old Joshua, read about Caleb, people like that. I'll tell you, it's encouraging. And I love to read about the old warrior by the name of Paul the Apostle. He came to the end of his ministry life and he said, I've fought a good fight. I've finished the course. I've kept the faith. And may God help that to be the testimonies this evening for all of us when we reach the time that God calls us home. Let's bow in prayer. Father in heaven, this evening I pray that you see fit to use these few words to just encourage us all as we reflect upon this great old soldier by the name of Joshua. Father in heaven, bless now if there's any need this evening of someone maybe coming and praying at this altar, maybe some need they want to bring to an altar of prayer. I pray, Heavenly Father, you would bless this invitation. Encourage us, Lord. And I pray if there happens to be anyone that might be viewing, might be listening, might be watching by YouTube or by Facebook that has never taken the time in their life to focus candidly upon their spiritual condition, realizing that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. If there's someone that's watching that's not a Christian, may they realize the wages of sin is death. But Jesus took care of their sin debt on the cross, and they can be saved by trusting Him. Dear Lord, bless this message now, and we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Jim, what's the song?